flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I don't know that I'm ready for this Celtics team. Are you ready for the struggles? Me neither.
No, I'm not. And clearly they're not ready either.
No.
What has happened to them? I know Mazzulla and everybody else on the team is like, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. How many games can we say that for? We've come on, in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's like, what do you make of that loss? Anything? Nah. What about that loss? Nah.
Nah,
what
they're still the best.
What about that awful performance? Nah. Like, that was yet another one where you say, is that the worst game of the year? Not just a loss, but is that the worst game of the year?
Well, by the point spread, yeah. It was,
well,
the,
points
it was
for
their biggest deficit, their biggest loss of the year, 117-96 to the Lakers. So,
but then you could,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but then you could also argue, well, the Toronto Raptors had 9 wins at the time that you played them.
True.
So there's also the is level of competition. You know, LeBron was playing in the game. But, you know, losing to Atlanta again, you know, losing the way you did on Christmas to Philly. Like, they have a bunch of games that you could point to. Like, that's their worst game. And you know what? Are you starting to change a little bit how you feel? Because a lot of the other losses, we would always circle back to, nobody's beaten them in a 7-game series. Where now, I would probably still take them, but I don't think it's as easy as, I shouldn't say easy, it's never going to be easy, but I don't think it's as, I'm not as confident in them because there's just too many times, and yes, sometimes they have a full lineup, sometimes they don't, whatever. There's just too many times you're like, oh, that's not worth it, and they lost that game? Like, they lost that game? So, like, the idea of them now losing a series, I think it has to be on your radar.
Yeah.
Like, right? I mean, no matter who the opponent is, like, this team doesn't look right.
Keith, I heard Arcan say this last night. I thought it was a good point. It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's Friday. We're going to get to championship weekend in the NFL. We're going to get to the Patriots. I thought Tommy Curran had an interesting list yesterday of free agent targets for the Patriots. So we'll get into that with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number. You can also follow on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can watch at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Watch there. Chat there. Always a healthy conversation.
Sure,
a lot of Celtics defenders in there right now if I'm reading it properly.
All right.
And on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. We'll get to our Friday 4-pack for championship weekend. We got Keith's keys to championship weekend. We'll give you our Bozo parlay as well later on this hour. But I heard Arcan say this last night. Something needs to change for the Celtics to be having, you know, the best season in the league. Like, they're... Oklahoma City and the Cavs are a full tier above the Celtics based on this year, not based on last year, not based on the last 5 years.
Season to season.
Based on this year, they're a full tier below the best team in the West, the best team in the East. And by the way, they've lost to those teams head-to-head each. They've lost a game. They split with the Cavs, but they've lost a game to both those teams. So they've already lost to them. They've been outplayed by them. They're 10-10 over their last 20. They constantly take one step forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. And I think in some ways you could see last night coming, which is dangerous. I think that's in some ways the most dangerous loss for this team. Second night back-to-back, 2 nights in L.A. I heard Eddie House say this on the broadcast or the postgame last night. They're staying in L.A. Or they stayed last night in L.A. They were staying another night. So you're in L.A.
That's right.
Go. You get in late before the Clippers game. You beat the Clippers. You're shorthanded. They're shorthanded. Whatever.
Yeah.
You spend the night out in L.A., and look, I'll be honest, I don't know the full scene of the nightlife in L.A. right now, given the wildfire. Like, I don't know.
You think they're just talking about the Oscar noms?
I have no idea.
No.
But you spend the first night out in L.A., you play the Lakers. Eddie House legit said this last night on NBC Sports Boston. He goes, yeah, I don't know if maybe stay in L.A., their mind was in another place.
Awesome.
So, great. So you're there for 2 straight games.
Yeah, super.
You have your full roster last night. Jrue Holiday's back. Porzingis is back. Horford is back.
Yeah.
You are on the second night of a back-to-back, but you got reinforcements, and you do that. Your worst loss of the year, by margin, 117-96, and I think you could see it coming to a degree. that's a bad sign where you can start predicting wins and losses, when they're going to show up, when they're not going to show up. I want your thoughts on that, and then I have a thought on Tatum specifically I want to get
to. Well, I hate the idea of the scheduled loss or the, oh, we happen to be in L.A., so there's going to be a loss. You would think there would be some motivation just going up against LeBron and Anthony Davis. But like, these guys?
This is what teams with problems do. It's we were on the second night of back-to-back scheduled loss. We were in L.A. for a couple of nights. We had other things on our mind. Like,
but they've also gone about this a bunch of different ways. This team...
that's what bad teams do.
Yeah, no, I know.
And they're not a bad team.
No, they're not.
They're a team in a bad way.
Yes. Yeah, they're scuffling. I mean, they're basically a 500 team or just north of 500 for a 20-game stretch, which is a quarter of the season. So that's not nothing. And, you know, this team a year ago, I know we're talking about just this season, but a year ago, they lost to the Lakers in a game that LeBron and Davis didn't play. And, you know, you'd kind of excuse it away like, all right, well, maybe they kind of just played down to the competition. I don't know. You're in L.A. Both of those guys are playing. LeBron, as much as it pains me to say, it's still playing really, really well. Had a good game. And you lose to them. And you don't just lose to them. I mean, you get absolutely blown out. And, it's frustrating. It's hard to excuse away loss after loss after loss and performance after performance after performance. And, sure, they're whatever it is, 31-14, which is still good for the third best record in the NBA, but I think we all expected them to be a lot better than they are right now.
Terp had good numbers up at EEI.com. You can check out his work. He joins us every Celtics Wednesday at Justin M. Turpin. Over the last 7 weeks, 12-10. Last 20 games, 10-10. January, 7-5. Last 10, 5-5.
Like, that is not...
Their longest win streak in there, 3 games. They've won back-to-back games just 3 times in that stretch.
It's bizarre.
So he says you can chalk it up as a malaise or passing a rough patch, but they started 19-4, and this last 22-game stretch of 500 basketball continued last night with their worst loss of the year. So good numbers there from Terp to help illustrate what's wrong with them. You mentioned LeBron. I love Porzingis' defense last night
on that LeBron dunk. Got out of the way.
That looks like a guy who...
rim protector?
Don't worry. We said this early in the year. I'm like, their defense sucks. No. They're going to get Porzingis back. He's their rim protector. Well, their defense still sucks, and he legit ran out of the way of LeBron last night.
I don't like that.
Where the f*** is Tingus Tingus?
Brian brought this up. Good point by Brian. Yeah. He's like, and it's on the second. You just got the first night of the back-to-back off, dude.
You weren't playing.
You just got a break. Yeah. And you're going to run away from LeBron like that?
Yeah, smart.
You wuss.
Yeah.
So awful.
That is a personal decision.
Awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. Gary Washburn from The Globe, this is some of what he had to say.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
He says the 6 players who played meaningful minutes Thursday besides Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis were a combined 8 for 38 shooting. 25 points. Some of those buckets were, you know, Sam Hauser kind of garbage time points. He says, I don't know if you subscribe to this or not. If the Celtics are to navigate through the rest of the regular season and keep the number 2 seed, they have to get more out of Peyton Pritchard, Hauser, Derek White, and Drew Holiday. Pritchard had been really good the first 2 months, but now his shooting has gone down. His points have gone down over the last month. Do you look at it as, I think the roster's fine. These guys have to play better. Okay. I mean, maybe that's his point. Maybe like, because Derek White has gone into a big time slump.
Is the Celtics problem Derek White and Peyton Pritchard?
I don't think so.
Or is the Celtics problem Moody, Jaylen Brown bitching about his role and Tatum taking a season low in field goal attempts?
It's the NBA, so it's always going to be the top guys every single time. You know, and some teams only have one top guy, and guess what? On him. This team has 2 all-NBA type players, 2 max deal guys. I'm with you. It's on them. Now, it doesn't help when Derek White, some games, some stretches, looks like a fringe all-star, and then other games looks like a guy that can't, you know, find his shot at all. So there's a big swing there. Same with Drew.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For holiday, but yeah, I'm not going to pin the hopes on this team on Hauser or Pritchard. You know, I was surprised to read that because Washburn's usually very critical. Maybe one of the few guys who is critical of the team. But
Washburn
this is sort
holds
of
them quite accountable, meaning yeah. Jalen and Tatum. He holds those two specifically quite accountable. Yeah, that's a disappointing commentary.
No, it is. But I think those guys are going to have to do more. Like always, like they're the ones that you turn to. I don't think you have to overthink it.
No.
Right? It's not up to the eighth guy on the Celtics to turn them around.
What? Does Tatum expect to be carried to another championship?
I don't know.
Like, Jason Tatum to win? Right now, this is the book on Tatum. To win a championship,
he needs Derek White and Hauser.
What you need is a whole supporting cast. You need Jalen to be better than Tatum, and you need the star player on the other team to be hurt. If all those things fall into place, then Jason Tatum can win a championship. So I'm not going to make excuses for Jason Tatum. He got all the help he needed last year and got carried to a title. Carried to it.
It's so strange to me that they're going through these kinds of struggles. You know, we've looked at teams in the NBA. And we've talked about how all of a sudden there's this run of teams not winning back-to-back, where it used to be back-to-back all the time. Three-peat. Throw a three-peat in there if you're the Bulls. Like it was constantly run it back, win it again. And a lot of times when teams haven't been able to do it, there's some sort of injury or there's some sort of major reason why it changes. I mean, you look at the Celtics didn't win it in 09. I don't think they got beat straight up because their team fell apart. Like, no, Kevin Garnett got hurt. That was pretty simple. You know, some of these other ones, you know, LeBron won a bubble title. So then the next year, full season, different. The Raptors won a title. Then Kawhi Leonard left. Very different. So, like, we've seen certain teams.
You can explain it away.
You can definitely explain it away. This one doesn't make any sense. Now, it hasn't happened yet. They could still go on a run, and we could look back and be like, that was a weird rough patch in January. But we're still in January, so we're going to talk about the rough patch. And they have all their guys. I know they don't play every single night, but honestly, they've looked worse some of the nights where they have had all their guys. So that is like a bizarro excuse to have.
They have everyone back.
Yeah.
They are clearly the most talented. Still,
roster, coaching staff are the same from the title team.
And they're clearly the most talented team. Talented. But it's not working out right now. So why? Is it back-to-back nights in L.A.? Their mind was elsewhere, as Eddie House said. They stayed after the game last night for the Lakers. They were planning what they were doing after the game and where they were going to dinner and who they were going to see.
So I would.
Their big night out. Is that it?
I would subscribe to that theory a little bit more and even kind of like, you know, look past it a little bit if it wasn't for the stretch that they were on. If it wasn't for this 500 stretch and if it wasn't for.
Yeah, if it was just a weird stub your toe back-to-back games in L.A., you could explain that away. But it's been a bigger, longer issue for
And I know
team.
Like the Twitch chat and others are saying, and I get it, 82 games is a long season, right? And so you're not going to have the best game every single night. But now, because we've had that same excuse so many times, you need to sort of change that or put that to bed. This isn't the, what are you going to do? You're not going to win every game. No, you're not. But for them to be already at, 14 losses on the season at this point is pretty surprising.
They've already lost more games all year at home than they did a year ago.
Also surprising.
So Jason Tatum last night took 12 field goal attempts. That's a season low. The lowest he had taken was 13 twice. He took it against Sacramento, that terrible loss on January 10th.
And we didn't play the fourth quarter, but I get it.
A blowout win over Toronto. He wasn't invested. He wasn't checked in when he was out there. And there's been plenty of games where he hasn't played in the fourth quarter this year. That's a season low in field goal attempts. And a guy who felt like he was going through the motions last night, and Gary Washburn or anybody out there wants to turn around and blame Sam Hauser. Blame Peyton Pritchard?
I'm not putting it on Hauser.
Blame
Pritchard has cooled off pretty significantly.
But he's Peyton Pritchard. He's not going to be consistent for 82 games.
Yeah.
The guys I'm looking at are Jaylen Brown complaining about his role and being moody on top of it. Brutal turnovers, even in the win over the Clippers. He tried to lose that game at the end.
Yeah.
And Jason Tatum last night. That's who I'm looking at with the Celtics.
Yeah, they've really...
You're 500 for the last 20 games. I'm going to look at those two. Random bad nights from the bench.
If you think about it, they've kind of squeaked by. Like, the record that they've had over the last 10, 20 games could be a lot worse. You know, you can play this either way, but still, like, that New Orleans game C.J. McCollum had a good look. C.J. McCollum could have won that game easily. They did not play well. They probably should have lost the game to the Pelicans.
Could have lost the Clippers game.
And then I was going to say, the Clippers overtime game, there was definitely, they needed a comeback there in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, I mean, it's been pretty ugly.
It's not just us that feels this way, by the way. ESPN, prior to their win last night, prior to the win over the Clippers, rather, and their loss against the Lakers, ESPN came out with mid-season grades. They gave the Celtics a B-. Their projected
B-.
Yeah, projected season win total goes from 59 to 55 and a half, 56.
Yeah, that's surprising.
So they've underachieved from that standpoint. Joe Mazzulla goes, what'd you expect? We were going to show up and win 65 games and win the title again? Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly
honestly,
what I expected.
Like 100%
so
we expected.
So maybe it sounds critical and harsh, and maybe you disagree. You could jump in. 617-779-7937. We all expected they were going to repeat.
Uh-huh.
We all expected they were going to win a bit again. We all expected more. And so who do you blame? What's wrong with the Celtics? How do they fix it? Again, you can jump in. 617-779-7937.
So last year, let me just double check this. So right now they are 31-14. Last year, when they lost their 14th game, they already had 48 wins.
17 more wins.
Yeah.
Did I hear that right? 31-48? 17 more wins?
Yeah.
Nice. No, but nothing to see here.
And then after they lost their 14th game of the season, they went on a 9-game winning streak.
Yeah, so I don't know what Tatum expects. Again, does he want to be carried to a title? He needs the whole bench. He needs Jaylen Brown to be the best player on the team and the opposing team's best player to be hurt, and then that's the recipe to win a title? Because if you need that again, I don't think the cards are going to fall that way for you. So you can jump in. 617-779-7937 on the Celtics. Real quick on the Bruins. They win last night. They beat Ottawa.
Big win, in all seriousness.
Huge win.
Save the season?
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but a nice win for them.
They needed it, who it was, and also how they played.
And they needed it in regulation. Yep. You can't be peeing away points to Ottawa.
Don't give Ottawa points.
So Pastrnak had the great setup on the Morgan Geeky goal.
Yep.
Beautiful pass,
yep.
Beautiful feed. Geeky's able to hammer it home. He's been hot. Those two played well off each other.
Your guy betwixt the pipes.
Well, that's true. I thought you were going to say a different guy.
No, Corpy.
Corpy, great effort against his former team. Jeremy Swayman now hurt. We'll get to that. Follow up on that. We'll see how long that injury is going to linger for. Sacco downplayed it. I'm not really ready to go there and believe that.
Yeah.
But Pastrnak added the empty netter late, so they win 2-0. I was going to talk about...
Where are we?
I was going to... I did almost say 2-0. 2-0. I don't know why I almost said that.
So you got soccer on the brain.
Your guy, Brad Marchand, my guy, Brad Marchand.
Yeah, friend of the show, Brad Marchand.
Was out trying to choke people last night.
Yeah, you know, that was, I guess, on brand.
Did you see the broadcast in Ottawa?
Yeah.
They're like, he tries to lick people and kiss people, and he's had some weird incidents. And
Slewfoot,
just,
Captain Slewfoot over here.
Just more of the same from him.
So I am a little torn, because right now Brad and I aren't really seeing eye to eye.
I think Brad thought that was you on Ottawa. He
Maybe.
Was out choking people out.
But you know what he was doing? Because I am a massive fan of MacGruber, and if you've seen MacGruber, his signature move is the throat rip.
Yes.
So he was kind of going for a throat rip there, trying to get the turkey.
Yeah.
Trying to get three throat rips in.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know how, and that was like nothing. They're like, cut it out, Brad. I'm like, wait, what? You just grab somebody by the throat like that?
It's hockey.
They grab your Adam's apple.
It's hockey, that's what they do. Throat rips.
Yeah, no. That would have been pretty sweet.
So are the Bruins back? Season saved? What do you think of Marchand choking people out? You can jump in again on the phones. Plus, what's wrong with the Celtics? Do you think we're overreacting? No, not us. And on top of it, how do you fix the C's? You can get to it. Again, it's 617-779-7937. About an hour from now, we'll get to our Friday four-pack. We have our Bozo Parlay later on in the show. Plus, we have Keefe's Keys to Championship Weekend coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll get to your feedback, and we'll get into some Patriots targets in free agency along with all your Celtics and Bruins phone calls right after Trending with Nick LaPan.